Let's just take a moment in the presence of God, and we ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ to be upon us today. Holy Spirit, help me to communicate what you want to say this morning. Pray, Holy Spirit, that you would lead, that you would guide us this morning as we hear what you want to communicate to your sons and daughters. Strengthen us on the very inside of who we are. That we would come to the full knowledge of Jesus Christ. That we would know and taste and see and experience the depths and the heights and the breadths and the widths of your love, which transforms us from the inside out and the outside in. May these words, Holy Spirit, may they go forth, and may they bring deliverance and healing and change and transformation, God. We can do nothing without you, Holy Spirit, and so we rely completely this morning upon you. We thank you for grace, even as a grace is moving now. We thank you for the grace that is moving in this place. We pray, Father, that people would be healed in this very room. We just say it right now. We agree that healing would break out in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree that everyone, Lord, I cancel addiction now in the name of Jesus. We break its backbone. We shatter it by the word of God and by the blood of the Lamb. And we command that thing to go to the abyss now, never to return or go anywhere else. We decree, Lord, people be set free today. When they go to do that thing they were going to do, Lord, I pray, Father, they would be shocked to know that it's no longer a part of who they are. So, Father, we give you all the room. We give you all the space. We give you all the time you need this morning, Holy Spirit, to move, live, and have your being in this place. We honor you, Jesus Christ. Many have been told to shrink back and settle down in this time. We decree we're going to stand up and advance. Amen. We decree that times like this have been released so that you can shine bright your light, Jesus Christ, through your church. Yeah. And so we lift up sons and daughters this morning, Lord. Break in, Holy Spirit. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Holy Spirit, help me. I don't like standing on the stage, you know that. I'd rather be down there, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. I have prepped two people in the room that if I do come under the presence of God, that they can get up and they can just finish my notes. And I'm not joking, on Wednesday morning I woke up and the Spirit of God just came on me while I was driving, which is quite dangerous. And the Spirit of God fell, and I know that you guys experience as well, when the Spirit of God comes and then he lingers around. And things that you would normally do that are good things, but they change your mindset, those things have been fading away the last few days. It's just been so good. So I pray that the grace of Jesus Christ would abound in your hearts, and that the Lord Jesus would fill you with understanding and wisdom about who he is. So I wrote some things down. I've got about 10 different paths to go down. And so I ask you to help me go down the right path this morning. I want to speak over the next couple of services. Both the preachings will be completely different. I'm going to speak about basis, or giving us practical help for living in the Spirit. And so what does it look like to put practicality into our spirituality? What does it look like to be a person who can practice being spiritual and still completely function in this earthly realm? What does it look like to be able to go to work on a Monday afternoon and be filled with the presence of God and at the same time complete every task that you've been given? What are some keys that we can use to enable us to be filled with the presence of God and also function as we need to in the world? We can't be fully full of the Spirit and not expect to do anything in the world. And we also can't be just full of doing stuff in the world and not filled with the Spirit. We need to be in a practice of both. And so I want to go through a few things today. I have absolutely no idea right now what to do. I'm just waiting for him, because I don't want to say anything until the Holy Spirit gives us right to say. There's no point preaching the message if he's not with it, if he's not there. And so we just thank the Holy Spirit for what he's doing. We thank you, Jesus Christ. This is uncomfortable, but that is good, because he's teaching us that the best place we can be is in the uncomfortable, fully assured in him that we are where we are supposed to be. So I encourage you right now, whatever's happening in your life, wherever the uncomfortable is happening in your life, I pray for the Holy Spirit to empower you in that very place. That you would know the outrageous love of Jesus Christ. And it would fill you again today afresh. I'm not talking about the fanciful love of God. Oh yeah, God's full of love. I'm talking about experiencing his manifest love. That shifts and changes and moves you from the inside out and the outside in. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Oh, I don't think I'll do that one yet. Oh, yeah, we'll go to that one. Amen. Hallelujah. Whoa. I want to say a few things about coming into the presence of God and some practical help for living in the Spirit. If you want to look at some scripture on this, I've been hanging out and camping in Matthew 16 and Matthew 13 and Matthew 18. I've been looking at Ephesians 5 and trying to discover what the Holy Spirit is saying. And so I'm just going to put my timer on so I know how much time I've got. Otherwise, I'll just keep preaching. Amen. That's true. When I was walking with the Lord this week and just asking him about what he wants to communicate, I was taken in a vision and I saw a thicket. If you don't know what a thicket is, if you've been in the Aussie bush, you'll get to a place that's not burnt by fire and it's impassable without getting scratched. Who likes to get scratched in the bush? Amen. It's good. Me and Jaden were up there a few weeks ago and we found a thicket. I think we came away with about 100 scratches on us. It felt pretty good, but which was really great. We didn't know where we were going, but he was with us. And I prophesy that to you today, that sometimes you don't know where you're going, but if he's with you, keep going. Because you'll end up exactly where you're supposed to be. Sometimes we can't see the destination, and sometimes we can't even see the steps in front of us, and we don't know which way to go. But if we keep being led by the Spirit of God, we will always end up where he wants us to. Amen. And I want to speak about some things to do with religion. And I sense that sometimes religion has, I'll just say like this, what if the thicket you were told by false religion was a block, was actually keeping you out of the hidden dimensions you were designed for? I pray for you that you would go through the thicket. You would pass through what religion has said is impossible. You would go through that place and you would find freedom on the other side. One of the keys, practical keys to living in the Spirit is believing that the Lord Jesus Christ, as Catherine's team sang this morning, has way more for you than you are currently experiencing. And it's all because of his goodness and his faithfulness to you. A practical help is to go through. Don't allow anyone, don't allow a system, don't allow religion to stop you from going into the places that you were called. Actually, right now, I just release permission over every one of you right now in this room and those who are going to see this and all around the world. We decree that there's permission being granted by the Holy Spirit to go far beyond whatever you have hoped, dreamed, or imagined. And I take authority to false religion that has said you've got to stop, you can't go any further. We decree that you go through the thicket and we decree that you would go through that place into freedom land, into the places that you were designed to go. And so, Father, I ask you release a grace for these sons and daughters, my brothers and sisters in this place and those who are going to watch this, God, that they would go through the thicket of religion and they would find the promised land of Almighty Yahweh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whoa. Thank you, Lord. I want to talk about something now that is really, really interesting to me, because sometimes we don't understand what the Lord is doing. Who's ever had an experience and they're like, I don't know what the Lord's doing right now, but I just got to trust it's him. Anyone experienced that? I was preaching once, and I don't normally speak in tongues out loud when I'm preaching, but But this anointing came upon me, and I started to speak in tongues out loud. And this lady came up for prayer ministry, and I started to sing. And as you notice this morning, it's not that good. I'm not in this team, but the presence of God is there. And so I started to sing this song in a tongue and pray for this lady. And she goes out in the spirit without anyone touching her. She comes up and she said, "When did you learn how to speak fluent Finnish?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "You were speaking fluent Finnish when you were singing over me." And I said, "I don't know how to speak Finnish." I said, "The only thing I know how to finish is a burger." And she said, "You were singing a song that my father sang over me when I was a child. In Finnish. Perfect Finnish." She'd come all the way from Finland to Australia because God had told her to. So she receives a message from a guy who's got no idea what he's doing, that it broke, and it started a healing in her that she would not have experienced if I hadn't been obedient to keep doing what the Lord's called me to do. Sometimes we need to realize that we are highly seated, and from that place, it doesn't matter what's happening on the earth realm. We need to understand a key for us practically is to believe that that place is going to give us way more than the earth. And so we need to be a people that practically meditate upon being in the heavenly place. And as we're in that heavenly place, we don't have to be all, whoa, 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 that happens, but we can be completely full of the Spirit and still operate here in the natural. We can be people who can hear things in the heavenly realm and release them here on the earth. And it brings great breakthrough and transformation to people's lives. But we need to believe where we are seated. The Word of God teaches us that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, and dominions of darkness. Amen? Amen. And so if we believe that, when we go into prayer, when we go for a walk, when we're driving our car, whatever we're doing, we can agree with the heavenly realm that says we are seated there. And all of a sudden, things that we weren't able to access from the earth, we get to access because of the gift of faith. The spiritual gifts are awesome, but the Bible says this, Paul the Apostle says this, make sure that when you're asking for spiritual gifts, that you earnestly seek them. And then it says, make sure that they are appropriate to the faith that you have. And do it all in what? Love. Amen? Do it all in love. We are highly seated in the heavenly realm. I break off you right now anything that comes into your mind that says that you are not highly seated. Your behavior cannot and will not ever, ever change the fact that His love abounds for you right now. It's furious, it's taking over, and it's transforming you into His image. May you know, son, may you know, daughter, today, that you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and nothing can take you away from that place if you have faith. Nothing can move you from that seat. Nothing can move you from that place. His furious love is for you, and it's overshadowing you right now. We need, Holy Spirit, we need your help to see every situation from that realm. I pray for us when we come into trouble this week, that we would stop and we would pause and we'd say, Holy Spirit, help me to see from the heavenly realm what you are doing here on the earth. And give me that perspective so when I react or when I move or when I say something, I'm actually engaging with what your plan is from that place, not what the plan is from this place. I ask you to release it over sons and daughters this morning in the mighty name of Yeshua. I say to you this morning, never believe you have a peak or a trough. For in Him you live, move, and have your being. If you live by the seasonal expectation, the seasonal indication, and the seasonal conditions, you'll never be able to go from glory to glory and strength to strength. I announce this morning to you that you are not a seasonal person. You don't have a spiritual winter or a spiritual summer or a spiritual autumn or a spiritual spring. You don't have those four seasons in a day. Crowded house, we're wrong. Amen. You live in heavenly places where there is one season, and the season is called fullness. You don't have to go through your spiritual life I feel like I'm in this. No. You get to access all the time, 24/7, the fullness of Almighty God. I pray that you will be transformed in your mind this morning, that you'll be transformed in your inner woman and your inner man, that you wouldn't have to live from this place to that place, but you would know the fullness of God is the standard that he has given to you. Just receive that in Jesus' name. The Bible says that you are a new creation, amen. What has passed away, the old has passed away. We decree this morning we are new creations in Christ. We decree that if we are new creations in Christ, then old things have passed away. We decree, Lord Jesus, that you would shape and move and shift us, change us from the inside out, that we would bear the image of Jesus to the earth, and they would see sons and daughters and think, how can I meet this King? May the goodness of Almighty God fill us as we move, live, and have our being. Amen. Amen. I'm going to spend about another 5 weeks on, when I get a chance, on that very revelation. We do not live from season to season. You might have heard that before. I'm going through this. No. We live from one season only. The evangelical church has taught you've got to go from season to season. I'll say this, and please don't run at me. You don't walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You walk in the fullness of Almighty God. You do not walk in the valley of the shadow of death anymore. The new covenant, the new creation lifestyle has given you access that where you walk, it's fullness. Where you walk right now, and yes, is the kingdom coming? Yes. Is it now? Yes. The answer is yes and yes. There's a mystery for you to chew on for the next 100 years. It's yes and yes. Because Psalm 23 is written from a perspective, and we need to stop quoting that over ourselves. I'm going through you are not going through the valley. You are experiencing turbulence, maybe, but the reality is you live in fullness. And it's actually about our mind being transformed, that when something comes against us and it feels like we're going into a valley, that is the opportunity to practically say, I live in heavenly places. In heaven right now, there is no weeping, there is no gnashing of teeth, there is no sickness, there is nothing but the fullness of Almighty God. It says in the heavenly realm that he's going to be the sun that outshines every sun, that he's going to be the light. We're not going to even need a sun because he is the light that is going to illuminate everything. It's talking about the word of glory, which there's two words. There's kavod, which is when the weighty presence of God comes upon you. And then there is the word Shekinah, which is literally translated, the light that illuminates him where he is. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm used to people saying amen, but that's okay. We're all still asleep because we started 15 minutes early. It's all good. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, one. Hallelujah. Help the preacher, please. I want to give you a third practical key this morning, and that is about binding and loosing. Now, you might have heard about this before, but practically speaking, in our days, in our nights, in our movements all the time, we need to be a people who have an ear to hear and an eye to see what the Holy Spirit is saying and doing, so we can bind and loose. But I want to say something to you. A lot of the teaching on binding and loosing has been from the earthly realm. I bind this devil. No, the Bible says this. We bind what is, and we bind it from the heavenly realm and then the earth. Big difference. Whatever's coming against us, Christ gave you the keys that unlock every door, and you can destroy every work that comes against you. But look at this. You can also come against everything that comes against a system, everything that comes against a region, everything that comes against another family. Anything that you feel led to pray for by the Spirit of God, he will give you authority over. But we've got to stop binding and loosing from this earthly realm. I'll give you an example. Someone's coming against you with bitterness. Okay? No one's experienced that because everyone's quiet. It's always the joy of the Lord. Right? But when someone comes against you with bitterness, you get the ability and the... I want to say something to you today. Spiritual warfare, this is spiritual warfare. Love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. That's what the Bible says. Spiritual warfare isn't getting your big jacket on and it's, I'm going to get that. No, spiritual warfare is love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost, because spiritual warfare should be only done out of a place of rest and peace. You might have an anointing come on you for an hour or so where you feel like a dread champion taking out everything around you, but it's from a place of rest and peace. Amen? And so binding and loosing, when Jesus taught them this, he was teaching them a practical spiritual principle that was going to enable them to bring heaven to earth. Jesus prayed this. They said, how do we pray, Rabbi? Or Rabboni? And he said, listen, pray this. Our Father who is in heaven, holy is his name. His kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And so when Jesus is teaching this to his disciples, he's teaching them a spiritual principle that does not get qualified by your experience, but you get qualified by his blood. Amen. You can't expect to be better at this than somebody else because of your qualification. You have to experience that everyone has equal access to Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. I'll say this out loud. There is not first among equals. There's sons and daughters, male and female, free and slave. I could go on and go on and go on. The Bible says that we are all equal in Christ. Amen? And so when we bind and loose, say bitterness comes against us, then we have the ability to come with the spirit of freedom, which kills bitterness, control. When those spirits come against you, you bind them. And an example is this. I bind the spirit of bitterness in the heavenly realm that is causing that person to act like that. And now I see it bound on the earth, and I believe now on the earth that that is bound because in heaven it is done. That's only half of it. Then I go to heaven, and when I go to heaven, he says, oh, he went to heaven. No, I'm not talking about some guy that went to heaven and saw 54 angels that have blue hats on. I'm talking about sitting on the earth and going, now my responsibility is this. I now loosen in the heavenly realm the spirit of freedom over that person's life because they've been infested with the enemy, but I command Holy Spirit, fill them with freedom now in the heavenly realm, and I command it on the earth now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Done. We have to bind and loose from the heavenly realm. We can't use the eyes of what's happening on the earth to give us the access keys to what God wants to do. We need to realize that in heaven the fullness dwells, and so we have access because of Jesus Christ to bind and loose from that place. Amen? Do we catch that? Is that okay? Amen? If you do this all the time, you'll start to see the greatest shifts, the greatest favor start to flow over your life. And actually, what I'm learning, I repent of that now. I repent of failing in the area of binding and loosing, because sometimes a little bit of us just wants that person to be smoked. But I've got to repent of that, because that's not the mindset of Christ. That's the mindset of the enemy. And so I want to come into a revelation personally about binding and loosing on the earth. Because what it does, it actually, when you step into that realm, you actually get cut free yourself from having that thing come on you. And so instead of bitterness coming on you, you actually experience freedom because you have placed Jesus between you and that person. And so instead of feeling like, oh, I just want to, because none of you feel like that because you're all Jesus' third cousin. And that binding and loosing, what it actually shifts my perspective, it shifts your perspective, so you can actually be a person who sees the treasure in the most broken vessel. It's not prophetic to see someone's junk. That's not prophetic. What is prophetic is to see treasure where all you can see is dung on the outside, amen? And binding and loosing, what it does, it actually enables us, it equips us to practically see that person from the perspective of Jesus Christ. I hope that it ends up with this verse. Jesus said this, the enemy has nothing in me. What a verse. What a verse. That's my prayer for binding and loosing, that we would end up as a people who can confidently say, the enemy has nothing within me. I'll just leave it there. Amen. I'm being good. I've got timing. This is not good, but I'm being good. Because these rabbit, I can see so many rabbit holes to go down, which I usually will, but... Ugh. Amen. Amen. Can we go to the Word of God quickly? Can we go to 1 John chapter 4, please? 1 John chapter 4. This is a church that loves phones out, so if you want a phone out, get it. It's fine. Amen. 1 John chapter 4. Once had a preacher come and told everyone to put their phone away. I had after the service, told everyone that wasn't right. That was a bit awkies. So 1 John chapter 4, and I want to leave you with this today. I feel the Holy Spirit saying a few things to a few people. I want to give some time for that. We're going to have ministry time at about 5 past, hopefully, which gives me exactly 2 minutes, which is not going to happen, but that's okay. Okay, 1 John chapter 4, verses 17. God is love is the actual title of this scripture. Remember, the titles weren't in there. They were put in there by the people who were translating the Word of God. But it says this in verse 17. I'll start from verse 16, sorry. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. Who can testify to that today? They have come to believe that without anything else, God's love is first, foremost, and prominent in our lives. Before someone sees prophecy, before someone sees an apostle or an evangelist, before someone encounters healing, they should encounter the outrageous love of God flowing from you. And it says this, it goes on and says, God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Did you hear that? God abides in you. Oh, but I'm a worm. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I break those words off you. You are not a sinner saved by grace. That's a Calvinistic thinking. That is not what the Word of God says. You are a saint who is set free, healed, delivered, and filled full and furnished fully by the love of Almighty God. You are not a sinner saved by grace. Wrestle with that this week. Take that statement with yourself this week and ask the Holy Spirit to destroy it. Destroy that statement. I am not a sinner saved by grace. I'm not a worm. I'm not someone who disgusts God. I'll even say this, go as far as this today. God is not angry with any one of you. God is not angry with any one of you. God is not angry with the world. He loves the world. They said to Jesus, show us the Father. He said, you've seen him. Jesus himself said that he came, that everyone would have eternal life. Amen. Eternal life. And it says this, I'm going to get there now, verse 17. By this love is perfected with us, so that we have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in the world. I'll say that again. As he is, so also are we in the world. What does that mean? Jesus Christ is not on the cross anymore. Jesus Christ, I'll go through, so life of Jesus, death of Jesus, resurrection of Jesus, ascension of Jesus, and then enthronement of Jesus. Jesus Christ right now, where is he? He is enthroned on high as the ruler and commander of all things. You, as a son and daughter of God sitting next to him, are a co-heir and a co-laborer with Christ. So you get to partake in his commanding and his rulership as a son and daughter of God. As he is, so are you in the world. So right now, you're not crucified. You are a ruler with him. The church, the last 100, 200 years of the church has tried to bring theology that has stopped you from entering to the fullness of who God is. But I come with permission today to release you into that fullness, that you would know the abundance of Almighty Yahweh. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. You are not only a son and daughter, but you are a ruler and a commander with him. You are not one who is a worm or a sinner saved by grace. You are one who is the betrothed and the beloved of Almighty God. You are so special to him that he says that you are his favorite. That'll change your prayer life. Religious people will say, you can't say that's arrogant. No, no, no. When you have been touched and kissed by the love of God, you can say confidently, I am yours and you are mine. I am your favorite this morning. I'm your favorite this evening. And when you start to prophesy that over yourself, the Holy Spirit will break in and it'll change mindsets. It'll transform you from the inside out and the outside in. Hallelujah. Oh, man. I've got to stop now. I'm just getting warmed up. Haven't even got through any of my notes. I don't know why. That's okay. I'm just going to prophesy. Peter Kennedy, can you please stand up? Hallelujah. Let's just raise our hands to our brother as we release these words. I've been praying during the week. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I decree over you today as a son of God, you were never called to live in idle or neutral. You were called to run with the gospel of the kingdom. I release permission deep in you today as a son to run with the flow of the Holy Ghost, not to run with the flow of religion. I see waves and waves and waves and waves of people, of sons and daughters coming home into the Father's embrace as you run with the message of the kingdom. I break you free from people's expectations. I break you free from people's opinions. And I decree over you the freedom of Almighty Yahweh in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree today that you are a son who is sent. You are not one who is supposed to sit and just be. You are one who is a sent one. The Bible says about you, it says how joyful, how beautiful is the sound of one on the hilltops who brings the message of the kingdom. And so, Father, we release your son and our brother into the fullness of who he is called to be today. We decree, Father, that nothing will hold him back. We decree, Lord, the dream, even 4 months ago, a dream came into your heart, and the Father says he wants to awaken that dream into fullness now in the name of Jesus. And we decree you are not a shoreline man. You are called out into the depths, and you are called to bring others into the depths. And we release it over you. We release it over Donna. We release it over your family. And we release it over your children's, 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 children, that they would run with the message of the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We give glory to the Lord. Praise God. It's not a trick. Amen. I don't know what to do now. Got nothing. Amen. We've got 5 minutes. So hard to sit here and do this. Amen. I wanted to preach on this, but that's okay. That might be the second service. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach on that second service because you need a revelation that you don't live from what falls anymore. You only live from what flows. You don't live from what falls. You are not a seasonal being that is waiting. You know, Jesus said this. Jesus saw a fig tree and he cursed it because it wasn't fruiting out of season. Because Jesus expects when he shows up, the kingdom comes and the fullness manifests. I'm saying anything else because I'll do that second service. Amen. I'm going to get in trouble, eh? Like, seriously, amen. Hannah, can you please stand up? Amen. I'm not going to... When I was praying for a few people this week, I decreed that I started to sing a song. I'm not going to sing it over Hannah because she's a way better singer than me. But the Lord Jesus Christ, before you were born, he called you as a prophetess. You are one who was supposed to hear the prophetic word of God and speak it out. But there's been a holding back. Someone or something or some or a system has held you back, tried to rein you back in, tried to make you fit. You are a square peg trying to go into whatever the hole doesn't fit it in. Right? And I decree of you today, your voice is lovely and your face is sweet. There's a songs of deliverance that you're going to sing, especially deliverance. There's going to be people in addiction who you're going to sing over, and the glory of God's going to hit them because of the prophetic anointing on your life. So let's pray for this young lady. We decree, Father, that you would call her into the depths of who you are, and in that place, she would find your manifest presence. I break off you the spirit of boredom right now in the name of Jesus. You've ever been saying to yourself, I'm super bored. I need to get into the kingdom realm. And so, Father, we release, there's a teaching anointing as well. So, Father, release that teaching anointing upon her today, that she would see the spirit of wisdom and revelation come upon her in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we say where there's no lyrics yet and where there's no whatever it's called with the music, we say, Father, you'd release that to her now. Release songs, release words, release cadences, release frequencies that would shift and turn and move her to the glory of Almighty God. And so we thank you for her in Jesus' name. Amen. Micah, can you stand up, please? Hallelujah. There's a few things happening in the Spirit of God. Shadabah, karabate. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whoa. Just in prayer this week. And Holy Spirit, I thank you. I thank you for the unusual that you've called this young man to. I thank you, Father, that people have said, don't go to that frequency. It's not going to attract a crowd. Don't go to that frequency. It's not going to get anyone to listen to it. I say to you, young man, you go wherever the Holy Spirit leads you. Take song and instrument. We just call out of you. I say you're not a worship leader. I say you are not a songwriter. We decree that you are a psalmist in the name of Jesus Christ. You are one who's going to hear the prophetic word of God, and you are going to sing it out in the name of Jesus. And I decree over you, thank you for not looking for a stage. Thank you for the secret place. Thank you for cultivating where no one is. Thank you for cultivating where you and the Father are sitting together. And I see you sitting and you're writing and you're drawing, and he's ministering to you and you're singing those songs out. And they are the songs that are going to change the generation. They are the songs that are going to change the nation. They are the songs that are going to be released over the region and bring transformation. And so I say, young man, keep prophesying in the dark, because it's about to become light in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep prophesying over dark things and see them come into the presence of Almighty Yahweh. We release this over you today. And we say yes and amen to the plans of heaven that have been spoken over you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I was supposed to... here come the young girls are coming back now. We've got 1 minute. Well, we might just take a few minutes. I'm not in a super big rush. I just want to honor what the Holy Spirit is doing here. I want to thank the Father for embracing us. I want to thank you, Father, for embracing us with your love. I want to thank you that whatever we've been through, that whatever we're going through, that you look at us and you want to embrace us. So I pray for that holy embrace for all of these sons and all of these daughters this morning. They would find the embrace of the Father. Not because of what the gifting they've got, not because of what ministry experience they have, not because of what future they have, but because your love came down and set me free. Because your love came down and rescued me. Who can say amen? That his love came down and rescued me. That his love came down and touched my heart. That his love came down and filled me. When I was filling myself with everything that wasn't him, his love was extended to me. When I was an enemy of God, he loved me. And may we go from this place today with the love of Almighty Yahweh in us. Not a fanciful thought of the love of God, but I pray for a manifest presence of God. People would meet you and they would experience the extravagant love of Jesus Christ. And it would shift and change them. They would say, I met some Christians. I met some judgment. I met some religion. But when I found the love of God, when I found this presence, it changed everything for me. So we ask you to release that all across this region, God. Shopping centers, in cars, in petrol stations, in schools, in businesses, on work sites, that the love of God would manifest. That people would come and know the presence of Almighty Yahweh. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor this morning, Jesus. We honor you, Holy Spirit, for what you've done. We pray you transform all these sons and daughters this morning. Transform their hearts and minds and souls and spirits, God. May they go bearing the image of the invisible God. May they go bearing the image of the blood of the Lamb. May they go bearing the kindness of God that was extended to them, the mercy of Almighty God that was given to them, the love of God that filled them when they first met him. Maybe just stand up this morning and we'll just pray over you as we release this today. Some of the young girls are going to bring in. If I could just ask someone to ask the young girls to come back. They've got all these words that they've been praying over for the last 45 minutes for women in this very house. And so before you go, you might receive a word from God from a young lady. And we pray that would not only bless you, but it would actually transform you from the inside out. Just put your hands out. If you don't want to, that's okay. But we just say this right now. We say, Holy Spirit, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Break us free, Holy Spirit, from every mindset, everything that has kept us back. Take us through the thicket of religion, God, into the land of freedom, we pray. Take us into the places of the depths of who you are. I pray that when we look at ourselves, Lord, we would say, whoa, thank you for making me in your image. Thank you for making me in your image. Thank you for the wonder of Almighty God that fills me this morning. I'm feeling really sick. I'm feeling really bad. My mind is tormenting me, but I know that I bear your image this morning. I know that I have the mind of Christ this morning. I know that I can go from this place and I can be a bearer of the image of Almighty God. So we release you this morning in the power of the Holy Spirit. May the world be flipped upside down because of the smile on your face, from the kindness you extend. You know, the world has said right now, pull your hands in, don't. But I prophesy to you, extend your hand and keep extending it, that people would come to know the outrageous love of Jesus Christ.